We're all different when it comes to sex, so I rarely find a product that makes me think every home should have one. However, I want to shout about splashblanket.com. They make cozy and crucially fluid-proof sheets, blankets, robes, and loads more for sex and anything else that might get messy. Use the code GOTN10, GOTN10, for 10% off at splashblanket.com. Every single purchase will help support this website.
This is Fucked Her Face in the Street, written and read by J.M. Seaborn. Please note that this story uses the word daddy as an honorific. All participants in this story are consenting adults. We walk the streets just to talk, to say goodbye, nothing else. We're in public, so we won't do anything. It's daytime, so we won't do anything. This will keep us honest. This will control us. The risk of getting caught is too much. We won't do. Fuck. This street is quieter than the others. This building has an entrance to a loading bay. You hold my hand and lead me there. You turn, ready to accept the first nervous kiss. But instead, I grab your throat and put you against the wall. You gasp into my mouth. I can feel you struggling as my size overwhelms you, and you pant under my grip while my other hand pushes under your skirt. You shrink into the corner of our little cove. Anyone looking might wonder if you're in trouble. Anyone listening would hear you call me Daddy. I feel you bite my lip at the moment my strong finger pushes into your cunt. We can hear cars, people, televisions in the flats above. I almost want them to see the power that I have over you, to see how I can have you whenever I want you. You push against me, your fingers curled into my coat, hanging onto me. I'm so tall that you have to stand on your tiptoes to get the friction you want from my hand. You're so desperate and needy, fucking my hand and moaning into my chest. I whisper into your ear, "Look how desperate you are to do this, even in public. Anyone could see you. Anyone could pass and see my pretty little sub fucking her daddy's hand." "Yes, Daddy," you reply. "I need it." And someone does walk past. A man on his phone glances over. I ask you to look over at him. Do you think he knows, baby? Do you think he knows that you're grinding your cunt against Daddy's fingers? Your answer is a moan. Your cunt clenches. The man knows. He stares, and then when he's caught staring, he looks away. My thumb teases your cunt, and my fingers stretch you out, and you start to come onto my hand. As you do, your legs buckle and your eyes tear up. I hold your chin, and I look down at you, and I kiss you. We're not done. You see the hunger in my eyes and wordlessly lower yourself to your knees. You pull my dick out and your eyes widen. I love how excited you are every time you see it. I put my hand behind your head to protect you from the wall. You open your mouth and I drag your delicate face down my cock. You feel so warm and tight around me, and I fuck your face far too hard. I hear you gag, and just when I think I should slow down, you put both hands on my ass and pull me in even harder. You want more. My slut wants more. And you get more. My whole 6'4" frame is being driven into you, and you drool down your chin as you take it. You know I'm close. And you look up at me with tearful eyes. I know what you want to say, without you speaking. Come in me, Daddy. I want it all. And I give it all to you, erupting down your throat and feeling the vibrations of your moans down my shaft. It's broad daylight, anyone could see. See you hungrily take all of Daddy's cum. You pant and gasp and swallow, your eyes streaming with tears as you struggle not to gag. I pull you to your feet and bring you close. I look into your eyes and I tell you that I love you, that you're a good girl, a special girl. We hold hands and ignore the goodbye that this walk was supposed to deliver. It will come, but I can't do it today. Not today. If you like that, you can find more of me at writteninkink.com and more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.